my God, I'm not going to edit that out. I can't believe you said that on a podcast. Joking. Oh my God, that's staying in.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment.
Your turn to start.
It's not my podcast.
Well, yeah, but I like you starting. I started anyway because I said and go.
Okay. Welcome back to Far Betterment.
Mm-hmm. Far Betterment.
The Andrew's podcast.
Where we get far. Wait. No. What an idiot. The podcast where we get better. Uh-huh.
From far away?
From far away.
Or near.
Or near, because we're right in front of each other.
Hello.
So, what's going on?
I'm podcasting with you, sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
Like a little therapy session over here.
I like it. I think this is how they should all go. I like this whole couch and desk type of dynamic. We need to buy a couch.
And we have a couch.
We need another couch. Oh. Maybe a futon, so a couch bed.
When we get, what are those actually called? Where they're like the ones with the...
A pull-out?
No. You don't do that.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Oh my God, I'm not going to edit that out. I can't believe you said that on a podcast. Joking. Oh my God, that's staying in. Just like me. Jeez.
Oh, no. Okay. Bad.
Anyway, we're going to just pretend that didn't happen and let it be on record forever. Well, I don't even know where to go from there now.
I don't know. Why am I on your podcast again?
Because these are people's favorites. I think these are people's favorite podcasts. They're mine for sure because, I don't know, I like talking to you and we haven't run out of things to say to each other yet in 13 years, almost 14 years of being together. Mm. Not almost 14 years, 14 years in January, but I don't know. I like talking to you. These are my favorite.
On our other podcast, What to Do with Our Son, he didn't even want to be on it this week, so it was just us. So at this point,
now it's just us.
At this point,
we've lost our third member. It's just us.
At this point, let's just do a, just combine the two, just do one podcast.
I think we should do a couples podcast. I've been wanting to do that.
We were supposed to do a couples podcast on Sundays.
No, I mean,
for far better.
Yeah. But I think we should do one just on our own.
How much can people hear us talk before That's they get true. Bored of us?
Well, probably already, but I feel like new listeners would enjoy it. And also, I think we could come up with some very clever names. That's my favorite part, is coming up with names.
You love coming up with names.
And
you've named everything in our lives.
I like it. If I don't know. I just like it. And then, I don't know, we haven't run out of things to say, so I feel like it seems like we have since I've said that 3 times. But don't you worry, we got all kinds of things to talk about today. Children drowning and picking them up. And I don't know, fate, I think, definitely had a play in that at the end.
Okay, well,
but
go into it.
So well, not yet.
Oh, it's a teaser.
I was going to say something and I forgot.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, we should talk about how much we've been through this week and how maybe things will be really good going forward and stuff. I don't know how we feel about things. How do you feel about things?
Good.
I think what people don't realize about us is that oftentimes in a marriage, like, things that you go through are like super private and you don't talk about them. And especially us, like, we don't talk about that stuff because, first of all, it's our problem.
And me, mainly. I don't like you talking about them.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's part of it. But, I mean, I guess I don't really like talking about them either. I'll talk to my friends a little bit, but I think, for me, there's a little bit of shame, like, if we have problems, because we've been together since high school. And so, you know, it's worked out this long, like we're supposed to make it work. I think that there's a little bit of shame in telling people like, oh, there's problems, you know? But I think also, I don't know, a lot of my friends are single. Or if they're not single, they're in new relationships. Or if they're not in new relationships, they're in relationships that, you know, they're not married, they don't have kids. So it's a lot harder to relate to those people and tell them, like, hey, this is what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, anyway, what happened then?
I don't know. I'll let you talk about it. Tell as much detail as you want and less if you don't. I don't know. For me, I don't necessarily want to share what happened. I just think that we
had a fight.
Had an argument, and I think it changed a lot of things for us. Things have been, I think we've had a lot of trouble communicating with each other, and I don't think I realized how much you had grown to resent me over the last few years, especially.
I don't know
about that. I think you did. I mean, you kind of said, like, that you just kind of thought I wasn't into it anymore, and I and I think I definitely showed you I wasn't. But I think that you don't communicate, and I think you have now. Like, you really started to communicate, and I think I was misunderstanding you a lot of times, and
because you interrupt.
Yeah, just like you did. I'm just joking. Yeah, I do that though. I really do. I interrupt a lot. I talk a lot.
And then you get angry and you don't listen.
Yeah, I feel like I'm listening, but I clearly am not. I mean, the other day when you wrote it all down for me, I got it. You weren't listening either.
Well, I was trying, but the thing is I was trying to explain.
Yeah.
And you weren't listening. And if I was able to explain, then you would have been able to explain to me that I was understanding wrong.
Yeah. But that fight lasted like the entire day. Because I wasn't listening and because you couldn't communicate, like, in the moment what was going on.
Yep.
So I guess my point is that, like, even after this long being together, it's still hard. A lot of times, like, you still have to work on it. You have to argue, I guess. I think a lot of people don't know, like, some of my friends, I know, they feel like an argument is a relationship killer.
Really?
That's not true. Yeah.
Well, everyone argues. I don't know why they would think that.
Well, you used to think that. Remember when we first got together?
When I was a teenager, maybe.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, we've been together since we were teenagers. So, we have to, like, we had to learn that together. You know? Remember the first argument we had, you thought, that's it. We're breaking up. I was like, no, we're not. We used to tell each other no all the time. Every time one of us wanted to, like, leave each other, we were like, no.
No, they say that's bad.
It's bad. It's bad. But I think, no, I'm glad you said no to me. I like being with you. I like being married to you.
Is it just Stockholm Syndrome at this point?
It's Stockholm Syndrome. Oh. You've trapped me. You've trapped me, and now I feel sympathy for you.
I'm sorry. That's not funny.
No, Stockholm Syndrome's bad. But I have it, I guess. I don't know. How do you feel after this week?
Better.
I was hoping you'd fill more space.
What do you mean?
Than just one word.
Oh. You know I don't talk very much. That's why I'm not the best at podcasting.
No, you are. You're really good at podcasting. I have fun with you. I told you these are my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
And we do a family podcast together.
I know, but Asher's there and he's funny.
So are you.
I'm not good with talking about serious stuff.
We'll try. We're It's supposed to be communicating.
I don't know. I feel good.
Yeah? What do you think's changed?
I don't know. You've been letting me talk more.
Yeah. I didn't realize I did that to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you said it, but I guess I didn't realize until you wrote it down. Because I feel like I really do feel like I listen. I feel like I listen to everything. And then after you said that, I realized, like, no, I don't. And then I realized even more because earlier you had told me that I rant and that, like,
you do.
Yeah, I get it now. I mean, now I get it. But it didn't ever, like, I just always felt like I had to get it all out or I would forget. And which is kind of true, but whatever.
Yeah, but like you'll be angry and you'll go on for 20 minutes and then I'll try to like say something because I'm trying to defend myself or something and you won't let me or you'll get mad because I am interrupting you and I'm like, well, but by the time you're done talking, like you're on a completely different topic. We go back and bring that other part back up or should I be writing notes during the whole thing so I can bring up my points at the
That's
end?
That's not a terrible idea.
You could just not do that.
I know. I'm trying really hard not to do that. Okay. But yeah, I didn't realize I knew I would talk a lot, but I didn't realize I would just go on a rant of different things. But I guess I do. I like will pick all of the things I've been upset about and go off on all of them at once. And that's like how I argue. I feel like I have to get it all out because I held it in and held it in. And then I feel like it's just like a diary of all the things that have upset me all at once. Yeah, so I'm trying not to do that anymore.
Oh, good, thank you.
And you're perfect.
Oh yeah, I'm viral. We'll talk about fate.
Oh my gosh,
you teased them long enough here.
Okay, so I felt really bad about this, but we were in the pool. Which, I never get in the pool. Hate the pool. Well, no, that's not true. I like the pool. I just don't like being in the pool with other humans. So I got in the pool.
Understandable.
With the kids. I was really happy to swim with you guys and swim with the kids. And, like, we're all having a good time. Bricky's being a maniac, like usual. Swimming, or trying to learn to swim. And he's kicking and splashing. And I'm dragging him across the pool because he wanted to go around, and I see this little girl, and she looks like she's fucking drowning. She did. She kept popping up for water, then she's under the water.
For air?
Yeah, popping up for water. Popping out of the air for water.
She was actually a fish.
Yeah.
We were in the lake.
And I thought her gills were empty of water, but she just kept popping her head up, like, you know, bobbing up and down like a bobber, and like
Splashing
and like moving her, well, not even really splashing, but moving her arms underwater all frantic and then popping up. And then she's going, "Dad," at when she pops up and stuff. And I started like calculating in my head, okay,
because you're going towards them, because yes, that's just where you're taking Brookie.
Yeah. And I started calculating in my head, like, is she drowning? And then I said to myself, drowning doesn't look like drowning. Is this what is this what's happening right now in front of me?
Well, the dad wasn't looking over either.
No. Yeah. So I just was like, oh my God. Okay. Do I want to be that person that doesn't do something? And I was like, no, I don't want to be that person. I have kids. I would want someone to save my kid. And then as soon as I said that to myself and made that decision, I reached out and grabbed her and lifted her out of the water. And the dad just looked at me mortified, like, this guy's going to kidnap my kid. And then I was like, is she okay? And he goes, yeah, she just has a weird way of swimming. And you could tell he was kind of upset. But I think he was trying to be nice and understanding. But I lifted someone's fucking kid out of the water. Who was just swimming. Just having a good time. And I wrecked it for her. I just came along and was like, boom, saved. I'm a hero. She was like, no, you're a kidnapper. Yep, so that's what happened. It was awful for everyone.
And then they left.
They got out of the pool and left after I awkwardly and stupidly had a conversation with him about oh, they learned to swim when she was three. That's cool.
How'd she was guys four. Teach she was
her?
Little.
She was tiny. I was like, how'd you guys teach her? He's all like, oh, we have a pool. She just swims really like, she swims like a fish. She's a good swimmer. But oh my God, I thought she was dying. I didn't want to be the person that just let a little girl die in front of me. And I could have done something. I guess you brought up a good point afterwards. I could have just said, is she okay? But I didn't. I grabbed her by the arm and lifted her out of the water while holding my child. I mean, he was
probably
nice
like,
about
is
it.
That your is that your kid?
Yeah, he's like, crap.
Get the other
is
kid
this yours? Yeah, he's like, do I need to save this one from you? Kidnapper. Good thing I had Bricky because he looks just like me. Mm-hmm. That's lucky. So then I agonized about it the whole time at the pool, and I kept telling you, like, did I do the right thing? What should I have done? Did I do the right thing? I grabbed this guy's kid, and they left. I ruined their vacation. I just grabbed their random child. And you're like, I don't know.
I don't know what you should have done.
I don't know. But then this morning, I get in the elevator, and I was like, God, I wish I could see that guy one more time to, like, apologize, say something. And I was like, I just wish that he would get on this elevator with me. I was going down the elevator. Next floor, it stops, oddly enough, and boom, it's him and his four kids. I didn't know he had four kids. I would have saved all of them. But it's him and his four kids, and he gets on, and he says, so you're going to see us out, too? And I was like, uh-huh. Awkwardly. And he allowed me to apologize, and he made me feel a lot better and said that it's better that there are people like that would do something, because, yeah, if she could have been drowning. She wasn't. Swimming real well. But she could have been, and I wouldn't have let it happen.
You should have saved everyone at the pool.
I should have. They were all swimming. But, yeah, so I think I'm so glad that happened, though, that he came to the elevator, because I was still thinking about it today. Like, I grabbed someone's child. Like, you should never grab someone else's kid, but I really thought she was drowning.
Wow.
I really, 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 really thought she was drowning. That scared me. I just pictured Brooks and Asher and Clara, like, you know, because sometimes they're next to us, right next to us, and we don't see what they're doing. You know, like, they're breaking something, or they're drawing on something, and we don't notice. And I thought, like, okay, this guy just doesn't see that his daughter's drowning. He's busy with his other kid because she was climbing on him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you saved her.
Mm.
You saved her life.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I saved her. Yeah. Have you ever done anything like that?
No. Saved a kid?
No.
Kidnapped a child?
I didn't save a child. I terrified a dad. Didn't save anyone. I wish that was... No, I don't wish that was the case, because then a kid would have been drowning. I just wish that never happened. I wish I could go back in time and erase what I did. Oh, I don't want to grab your child.
Oh, well, like he said, it's better this someone...
Well, sir, if you're out there, I'm so sorry I grabbed your child still. Even though you tried to make me feel better, you're very nice. I'm so sorry. And then the last thing I said to this guy as he's walking away was, I'm glad she can swim. God, what's wrong with me? I'm glad she can swim. What an idiot I am. But thank you, sir, for making me feel better about it, because I really felt so wrong. Yeah. Anyway,
that's funny.
Anything else go on this week that happened to you?
No.
No, we've been together the whole time. So, I guess I would know. Yeah. I don't know. What did you think when I told you that story yesterday?
About grabbing the kid?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You didn't have an opinion about it?
No, I was just like, oh my gosh, he grabbed someone else's kid. Yeah. But then, like I said, I didn't see it. I don't know what I would have thought was happening. I don't know.
I wish you saw it. She looked like she was drowning. That girl swims scarily.
I believe you.
She has a terrifying swim.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yep.
You good?
Yeah, I just don't know what to say anymore. I think this might be a short one.
You said downstairs it was going to be a short one.
Yeah, it's going to have to be. Got laundry going.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
In my eye. In my eye hole.
Pull it out.
Gotta butter that nut.
Gross. That's gross.
I'm funny.
Mm-hmm. I just finished saying how we haven't run out of things to say, and I really don't have anything to say right now.
Well, we haven't run out of things to say, but maybe it's all for now.
Well, I guess, yeah, just what happened is so, like, private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I really didn't think we were going to make it. After that.
Earlier this week?
Yeah. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
I wanted to. I don't know.
Yeah. Me too.
Well.
It's the end of an era if you don't make it. If we don't make it.
I'm glad that you want to keep working on things.
Well, sure. Why wouldn't I? We're married.
Hate me?
No. We have kids together. We have a whole life together that we built since 2006. You can't just let something like that. And I was mad at you, I guess. I don't know. I don't think people realize that, like... I don't know. I guess I kind of wonder, like, how many times this has happened to people. Or they, like... All this resentment grows between them, and then... All of a sudden, it's just, like... They either leave, or they try to leave, or... They work on things, like... I feel like most people just give up.
I don't know. People probably don't talk about it very often.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should go ask people.
Maybe. I've tried to leave you lots of times.
Yeah, and I say no.
Yeah.
And now you have Stockholm Syndrome.
I'm glad you say no. I guess I'm always kind of, like, happy when you say no. Which means I just... Never wanted to leave you. Probably just use that like as a weapon.
That's
in
bad.
An argument. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is bad. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to leave.
Then don't say it.
I'm going to say it right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave.
To go do the laundry for me?
We do have to do that. No.
No.
No, you're coming with me.
Okay.
I might run out of that guy again. It's probably in the pool. I'm going to have to jump in there and save his daughter. I mean, I'll save him this time. You looked like you were drowning, sir. I had to grab you.
Oh,
I'll drag him to the edge. I'll start dragging him. He's like, I'm fine. And I'll just drag him.
His back will be all bleeding. Put him just on, like, yeah, concrete.
I'll put him on a chair. And start giving him chest compressions. He's like, I'm fine.
I'm talking.
Leave me alone. Get off me. Mm. Weirdo. Weirdo kidnapper.
All right, well, let's go do it then.
Really? It's only been 20 minutes.
We're gonna really? Put it, it's only been 20 minutes?
It's only been 20 minutes. Oh. We still have at least 10 more till the laundry's done.
Really?
13 more minutes.
Okay, then think of some more stuff to talk about.
I know, that's what I'm trying to get you to open up a little bit. You're like, I know you don't want to talk about it, so mm-hmm. You have nothing to say. Did you think... Okay, I guess this is something we can talk about. After all this happened, I kind of thought, like, wow, I didn't know Robin very well. I didn't know her as well as I did. Like, I always thought we were the couple that can, like, read each other's minds and finish each other's sentences, and we really knew... Like, I always thought I knew, like, how you would react to things or how you dealt with things or what you were going to say next, I guess. And I think after this, I realize that's not true. Like, sure, we can read each other's minds. I think a lot of times we're thinking the same things. Even the other day when I was upset with you and we're in the middle of this whole argument, you said something and I was like, I was thinking the same thing, and I didn't say anything to you because I was like, fuck her. I don't want to tell her that we're thinking the same thing. She'll get all, like, happy and say, see, we should, we're good together. Because I was just mad at you. But, and I, yeah, we finish each other's sentences. And I told you the other day, like, that's why I interrupt you a lot of times, because I think I know what you're going to say next. And I guess I feel like I'm saving you the air. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm thinking. But yeah, I feel like we know each other that well. But after this, I feel like I didn't give you the opportunity to show me who you were, and that I didn't like know you as well as I thought I did. And that wasn't fair of me to just assume that I knew everything about you. That I should have. I mean, because obviously it's been a long time. Like, we both changed a lot.
Yeah.
But I never really gave you the opportunity to show me that you changed. I always kind of just thought, like, well, that's Robin. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So, I don't know, because obviously it's, you know, almost 14 years. It's a long time to be the same person. I don't think that's possible. I mean, no. We went from being kids to being kind of grown-ups. I mean, we're not grown-ups, but kind of. I mean, we do grown-up-y stuff. Mm-hmm. Have kids. Mm-hmm. That's a grown-up thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you have kids, you're a grown-up. Is that true?
Supposed to be.
Yeah. So I think that's one thing I realized. I don't know. Is there anything you learned? Are you just not going to say it?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't like talking about this stuff. That's why we always keep it hidden.
Yeah. Were you not going to talk about it then?
I don't know, that I need to communicate more and tell you what's on my mind instead of just not saying anything at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I would appreciate that, because I think, yeah, you definitely don't say anything. Mm-hmm. And I take that as, like, you not caring a lot of times, which isn't true. But, yeah, I take it that way. Like, if you don't say anything at all, it's like, obviously you don't really give a shit.
No.
And I think you've finally communicated to me that that's not the case. Mm-mm. So, a lot of communication happened, I think, over the last week. A lot. Like, things that we should have said, like, years ago. Mm-hmm. Finally came out. And it sucks that it takes, like, a major thing or argument to happen for that to finally happen, but I'm glad that we didn't just give up and we kept, like, trying, and both of us wanted to try. I told you, there's nobody else for me. There's nobody. It would be hard for me to ever think somebody would know me this well or would fit me this well.
I didn't know you well enough.
Yeah, but we do know each other. I mean, and we are really alike, and I've always thought we were, like, the same person, you know? At least in the way that we, I don't know, we're just so alike. It's really hard to describe. And there's nobody else that's, like, right for me, I guess. Mm. Even after this long, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, except for Genevieve Morton.
Mm. Have you talked to her a lot?
Oh, all the time. Oh. Yeah, she's doing well.
That's good. Tell her I said hi.
She'd just be drinking lots of coffee and chilling, spending that supermodel money. Mm. Hanging out with the cats.
Sounds boring.
Yeah.
I guess the money part doesn't, but cats and coffee sound.
Traveling. I mean, that seems cool.
Oh, traveling. I would travel.
Yeah. Do you think that if she and I got together, you know, hypothetically.
Uh-huh. Okay. Listening.
You'd still want to be with me? And we can all just be together? No. Traveling the world?
No.
With the kids and the cat?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Why? We can make it work.
I feel like very inferior to her.
No, you wouldn't.
Mm. Yeah,
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Mm. That's dumb. That's a dumb thing to say, especially after this week.
It's not a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, it is.
Nope, it's my feelings, and I'm allowed to have feelings.
Fine, but how are you inferior to...
A supermodel?
Okay.
I mean, I have a list here.
Oh, sure. No, you're better than her. That's why I'm...
You've never met her.
Yeah, I have all the time. We talk all the time, and I've rejected her many times because I'm like, guess what? My wife? There's nothing better than that. Mm. Yeah.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. I feel like that was a bad choice, though.
Genevieve Morton was a bad choice?
No, me over Genevieve Morton.
Why? I don't. It's a good choice.
Okay, thanks.
It definitely happened, too.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. You would leave me for, like, I don't know, anybody.
No, I wouldn't. But
the maid?
No. Oh, yeah, we have so many maids.
No, not, I mean, at the hotel and stuff. Last time we were at a hotel, you'd leave me for the maid, leave me for the trash guy.
No.
The guy walking his dog down the road.
No. No.
Definitely an actor or an actress.
No.
Well, probably not an actress, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe if they enticed you with travel.
Not into actors, you know that.
That's because you can't remember their faces.
I can't. Yeah. I'll watch a movie with an actor, then the next movie I watch is the same actor. I'm like, huh, look at acting. It'll be the same movie with the same, like Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Wow. You know, like I was thinking just right now, like maybe that Tom Cruise wasn't the actual guy you were thinking of. No. Just think he's aged a lot, but it's actually someone else. Like, I don't know. Like
Tom Cruise has aged a lot. We were watching a video with him on it, and you know that new face app thing that makes you look old? Yeah. That's what it looked like. He had one of those on his face.
You looked pretty good on that face app.
No, I didn't.
You looked like your dad a little.
That's not good.
That's harsh. That's harsh. I guess you're supposed to look more like your mom when you get it.
Well, I don't look anything like my mom though.
You don't. It's crazy. I mean, there are little things about you. Like, your guys' hair color is pretty similar.
Our hair color?
Yeah, her natural hair color.
Well, is black.
Your mom's hair is black? I thought it was, like, dark.
No,
like,
her hair color is black.
That's her natural color?
Yes.
Really?
What color did you think she had? She
has your color, obviously.
Why would you just randomly think that? She's always had black hair.
She dyes it, like...
Well, she highlights it, I guess.
Yeah, it looks, like, light brown. Not light brown. It looks like, I don't know, like auburn, I guess. Burgundy. I don't know. How would you describe her hair color? It's not black.
Auburn. Well, she has like auburn highlight things in it, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's mostly auburn. I don't think it's...
No, her hair's black.
I didn't know her natural color is black.
Yeah, my hair color is blonde.
That's crazy. Don't. Your hair is not blonde.
Okay,
anymore.
When I was a kid, it was blonde.
It's brown,
and now it's
for sure.
Light brown, not dark brown.
It's gotten dark.
Darker brown. Okay, fine. Medium
it's
brown.
It's for sure brown.
It's not dark brown,
isn't
though.
Isn't that weird? When we first got together, you were blonde. I know you used to, like, highlight it, but you were blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legit blonde. And then now...
It's gotten darker.
It's real dark. I guess my hair wasn't black when we got together. My hair also wasn't gray when we got together.
Oh, well.
My beard is super gray.
You said that made you feel old the other day?
Yesterday, that's the first time I felt old. Yeah, that's the first time I've ever felt old, was looking in the mirror and seeing how much that one patch has gotten super gray. That's a lot of gray.
Oh, well. Oh,
man.
Supposed to get old.
Can't believe it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Then in my stupid head, I'm still like 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid head. My brain's gonna be so sad when my body can't get out of the bed anymore. It's gonna be so upset. Why wouldn't it be though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. I feel like I've been really tired this whole week too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not very talkative today.
No.
I'm usually not talkative, but I'm like extra not talkative today.
I know. And you were telling me how I was ranting. Mm-hmm. Now it's just me going off about things.
No.
All right. Well, I think that's good enough. So I guess we'll end it here.
Sorry, it was a bad podcast.
This isn't our best. It's not our shiniest moment. I think it's because you don't want to talk about stuff. And that's fine.
Not on air. Not live on air.
It's not live. It can be pre-recorded on air. I mean, it is. This won't come out until Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't come out at all. Maybe we'll re-record this at some point.
Maybe. Why? You don't like it?
It's not our best. Okay. See? I think that proves it right there.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Okay. Maybe you'll hear this. Maybe you won't.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.